Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are happy to be joined right now by the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny Matthews joins us on the show today. Denny, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Denny, all right, I have a couple of questions for you. I'm not sure if I've ever asked you this question before. This is a debate that we have all the time. When it comes to weather, would you rather it be 0 degrees or would you rather it be 100 degrees?
I'd probably go, for a long period of time, I'd probably go 0.
Denny, back in the day before Kauffman had like the surface that they have now, back when they had the turf, how hot did it get down there?
When I was in my 30s, I would go out once a homestand and take ground balls and take some early batting practice. And one really hot afternoon, we were out there around 2:30 or 3 o'clock, I had spikes on, steel spikes, and the heat coming out of the turf, and it was on kind of a black top, and then you put the turf down, and the heat coming out of there went right through my spikes into the sole of my baseball shoes, and it burned the bottom of my feet. I went in and took a shower after I was done, obviously, and I thought, boy, it feels weird, and I looked at the bottom of my feet, and they were really red, and I thought, yeah, you did it. You kind of baked your feet. That's how hot it was.
Denny, it is wild to me. You know, like, we're going to go back 20, 30 years from now during COVID time, and we're going to be like, man, I can't believe that we played games with nobody in the stands. That's kind of how I feel when I look at some of the old playing surfaces that they used to have these guys. I'm like, wait, they used to play football and baseball on this surface and tackle each other to the ground on this? That couldn't have been safe.
Well, fortunately, I never played college football on artificial turf. We always used a nice soft grass. Well, yeah, soft grass, and the contact wasn't always soft, but the grass was. So many guys were getting hurt on the artificial turf, especially in football, knees blown out and ankles and all kinds of issues. Yeah, no thanks. Just give me the grass. Games are supposed to be played where it's comfortable, right?
Games are absolutely supposed to be played when it's comfortable. Denny, I know that you didn't make the trip to San Diego, but you certainly have been there before. Everybody that has ever been to San Diego talks about it like it's maybe the most lovely city in America.
Well, the temperature is almost always the same, yes. And California's climate probably is as good as you can get. And San Diego probably is the best in California. And it is a lovely place. The temperature when we were out there was always really nice. I'd say mid to upper 70s, not any humidity to speak of, and just very, very pleasant. And, yeah, it's pretty hard to beat.
Right now we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joining us on the show. Denny, it feels like even though it was a different weekend, it was some of the same problems for the Royals. I know that they had a couple of bullpen issues this weekend, but if you're going to score 2 runs in a game and 1 run in a game, you're just giving yourself a razor-thin margin to actually go out and win.
It's hard to win those games. You need probably at least 4. That's kind of the magic number, I think, the way the game is played now. But, yeah, 1 or 2 runs isn't going to do it, and we've been proving that for the last 3 months.
Denny, I want to get your thoughts on the catch by Jack Caglione. I understand that some of the feel he doesn't have yet for the outfield position, but a lot of that is just through repetition and just getting more opportunities. But I think you saw this weekend that the athleticism is there, that through time, through more coaching, he's going to be just fine in right field.
I agree, and Rusty Kuntz, who's a great outfield coach, and all you have to do is look no further than Alex Gordon. Rusty's a wonderful outfield coach. He has a great feel for getting through to a player little things that a lot of coaches probably wouldn't even think of, and Rusty will impart that to the player. Now, how much work does the player put in? And I know, you know, that Alex Gordon probably was the hardest working guy ever seen in a Royals uniform. So he adapted not only to Rusty's coaching, but also the hard work that he put in following the principles that Rusty laid out for him. He became a Gold Glove outfielder. Will Caglione be a Gold Glove outfielder? Time will tell. He may end up at first base before he has a chance to be a Gold Glove outfielder, but he's going to be fine out there. He's still a little bit rough and on the edges, but that will, through experience, begin to pay off. And the teaching of Kuntz, the experience and the in-game experience that he's going to have, he's going to be just fine.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. A player that you and I haven't got a chance to talk a lot about this year has been Mikel Garcia. He seems like a drastically different player than he was and is really starting to figure some things out. What have you kind of noticed in his development over the years?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, again, he's smart enough to figure what he can't do and apply what he can do. It's like a hitter. You got to figure out early, especially on the big league level, what pitches can I hit? More importantly, what pitches can't I hit? Those are the pitches you lay off. Now, obviously, when you get two strikes, you have to change your operation a little bit. You got to protect the strike zone. But until you get two strikes, why, yeah, put those applications to work and figure out, again, what pitches I can handle. You have to be patient sometimes, and patience will pay off because eventually a pitcher will put a pitch in a spot that you can handle, and that's when you go after it. And I think he's doing a pretty good job of that.
Denny, it feels like we are at a little bit of a crossroads for the Royals that, you know, the Royals are kind of right there. You can make an argument that the Royals could possibly be sellers at the deadline. We still got a month to go. You can make an argument that the Royals should go out and get one more bat and really try to go for it with this pitching staff. It feels like they've been kind of treading water, that you're kind of either waiting for them to swim or drown to kind of get an idea of what they should do as the deadline is rapidly approaching.
Well, as you say it, go out and get one bat. Well, that sounds good, but where's that bat? And what are you going to have to pay for that bat? And you have to put that into the equation, quite obviously. And you really can't give up the whole farm just to get one more bat. And is one more bat going to get you over the top? That's always a big question. Who is wielding that bat? That's another big thing. And why is he available? And you have to also, you have to process that. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's a lot easier than just going out and getting a bat.
Denny, I don't want to look too far ahead in the Royals season, but I'm really excited for the Dodgers coming to town. You got a chance to see the best baseball player in the game in Shohei Ohtani, and I'm not sure what day he's going to pitch, but I'm excited about getting the opportunity to see him pitch at Kauffman Stadium.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it? And Mookie Betts isn't too bad either, and then there's a guy named Freddie Freeman, who plays a pretty good first base and is one of the best clutch hitters in the game of baseball. So, yeah, that top three in their batting order, from Ohtani to Betts to Freddie Freeman, is a pretty daunting task to get those guys out on a regular basis. And it really helps if you can handle the lower part of their batting order, because if the 7, 8, and 9 guys are getting on base for the trio that I just mentioned, why, you might have some big problems.
Denny, you've seen a lot of things in your baseball career. How impressed are you by what Shohei is able to do, where he can play outfield, he can play first base, he can be your designated hitter, he can be your second best pitcher if you need him to? How impressed are you with just all the things that Shohei can do on a baseball field?
I just wonder if he's real. Is he a real person?
Not 100% sure if he is or not.
Yeah, that is someone. Now, Bobby Witt has been given great gifts to play baseball. Ohtani has been given ridiculous gifts to play baseball. But whatever it is, it's fun to watch. And apparently he gets along with his teammates, and he's a good person. And that's a heck of a lot of stuff in one person. And, again, I'm not so sure he's real.
Denny, last thing here. Where do the Dodgers jerseys and hat kind of rank in some of your favorite baseball combinations?
Well, the Royals modeled their uniforms after the Dodger uniforms. I think you probably knew that. But those are classic. There are some classic uniforms, and those are the ones that I really like. Have you ever noticed that the real successful franchise don't really change the look of their uniform that much? And the teams that are scuffling, seems like they change their uniforms and the look maybe once every 2 years. I don't know why that is, but there's something to that. But, yeah, give me the classic looks. I've always thought the Cardinal uniforms were the best. The Dodgers are classic. Detroit's classic. Yankees classic. Boston classic. And I have always liked the home white and the traveling grays.
And that is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joining us on the show. He pops on the show every Monday at 3 o'clock. Denny, we have kind of reached that dog days of summer. Basketball is over. Hockey is over. All we got is baseball to hold us over until football gets here.
I think we'll be okay because, it's as always, there are surprises. There are teams that are disappointments, and there are teams that play about what you thought maybe they'd play to that level, and it's always fun to try to sort it out.
Denny, really appreciate your time today. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.